Hello, Grinders, and welcome to the Daily Fantasy Fix Podcast. I'm your host, Travis Mangone, here to break down the games for you. It's a Tuesday. We got 14 games slate. Hopefully you had an awesome set of games yesterday. It wasn't too bad for me. Can't complain. Not the best day, but still solid all around. But it's a nice 14 game slate. I love the Tuesday slates. I love the Friday slates. They're the biggest slates you pretty much get in the industry, and those are my favorite. They're great for cash games, great for tournaments. You feel like ownership's not a thing. You don't have to worry about sweating. Jose Ramirez at really high ownership, just hitting two home runs and ruining the slate. I kind of like that a lot. But let's kind of dive in and talk about it. First game up, we got the Baltimore Orioles, we got the New York Yankees, we got Yeffrey Ramirez and Masahiro Tanaka, and this is a great spot for Tanaka. The ballpark's not the greatest here. It's not my favorite place to play pitchers, but I do think this offense and the Orioles and this slate where the pitching is not going to be the greatest that we're going to talk about, I do think this is a good spot to play Tanaka. He's 9.4K on FanDuel, he's 10.3 on DraftKings, and he is 19.4K on our sponsor site, Fantasy Draft. So yeah, this is definitely a good spot where I'm going to be all over Tanaka. I think it makes some sense. I think you could play him in cash games, you could play him in tournaments. Definitely look to get some exposure to Tanaka on this slate. If you look at the opposite side with Ramirez against a Yankees offense in this ballpark, that's definitely a hard pass for me. I don't think I will be doing anything with that. One thing I want to know too about Tanaka is, I do like Tanaka, but I do start to worry now with all those bullpen arms of the Yankees. It seems like they just have way too many, where it might get to the point where you're not going to get like that extra inning out of Tanaka possibly, right? If you think you're getting that sixth or seventh, you might want to temper your expectations. He also pitched the last start was the game, I think, where he did the he went complete game. So with him doing a complete game, they might kind of dial it back on him and just watch him, watch his pitch count. So yeah, the last game he had nine innings pitched and he threw a three-hitter. Had a pretty good game, complete game shutout. But just want to note that there is a chance that they look to maybe give him the quicker hook because they have all those bullpen guys. They're just trying to get them work as much as possible, it seems like, to keep them all satisfied. It's a good problem to have for that team. But all in all, I do think Tanaka's a great play. Ramirez, not a good play. Gonna want to look at some of these Yankees bats. Hicks, Gardner, Stanton, that outfield is phenomenal. Didi Gregorius, obviously looking to get some exposure to him. Didi's got his price is 3.7 on FanDuel. That's where I like him the best. DraftKings 4.9, Fantasy Draft 8.9, that's a really great price over there. All in all, though, it's just these guys are expensive, right? If you want to spend up for the Yankees bats, you have to pay, right? They're going to cost you some money. You're not really getting too much of a discount here on these guys. But Tanaka's good, Yankees bats are good, and won't be playing the Orioles bats or be playing Yeffrey Ramirez. Next game up, Chicago Cubs, Pittsburgh Pirates, 7.5 total here. We have John Lester against Jameson Taillon, and man, Taillon has been phenomenal this year. He only given up 3 earned runs in 15 of his last 16 starts, so he's been just phenomenally safe. I think he's a good cash game option, even against the Cubs here. They get a ballpark downgrade. You can easily play him. He's got a 7.8K price tag on DraftKings, and on Fantasy Draft, 15.3K. I like him a little bit in that SB2 range, not as much on FanDuel at 8.9K. Just think there's better ways to spend your money up, and you can spend up on pitching easier on that site. But as an SB2 on Fantasy Draft and DraftKings, I like him a lot. Vegas agrees, 3.69 run total here. I do think this is a spot where we could look for a little tie and exposure. On the upside, John Lester, he's a guy that's been due for massive regression. He had one of those really bad games recently, and I could see this being a spot where he struggles a little, not seeing him getting blown up. But I do think if they get really righty-heavy, this Pirates team could cause some fits for him, and the Pirates can do that. We already have in our projected lineup in a lineup of 8 right-handed batters. Sure, the ballpark is more of a pitcher's park, but John Lester could have struggles here, and I think this is a spot where we just kind of stay away from Lester, maybe take some shots on some of these Pirates values bats and kind of call it a day, like a David Freese for cheap on FanDuel, or a Luplow on DraftKings. You get Freese is 3.7. I don't like the Pirates as much there. I like them more on FanDuel. I just think they're 200 priced over there. Fantasy Draft, all of them are pretty much above 7K, which I was hoping we maybe get one of those guys in like that 6K, 5K range. I mean, Freese is 7.2, but don't love the Pirates here as much on there. It's more so a FanDuel play if I have to pick, but don't love them. It's not like I did last week where I was all over them against the Mets and stuff. But I think Taillon's my favorite play in this game overall. Next game up, New York Mets, Washington Nationals. This is an 8.5 total. We have Steven Matz against Tanner Roark, and You know, Tanner Roark, this is the perfect slate for him, right? Not a slate where there's a ton of aces and options. He's going up against a bad Mets offense who could be trading even more players. We'll see. Worth noting, the trading deadline is coming up. We're not going to have to worry about during the game any of our players getting traded, but at 4 o'clock is when the deadline is. And all these different teams are about to trade people, so I could be talking about plays right now, and they could end up being traded, and offenses could end up getting more watered down, where a pitcher becomes a better play. So this is going to be a day where you really have to look at lineups and see what terrible teams are, trotting out bad lineups. And I do think the Mets are going to be one of those teams that they could sell off another player, and it could be an even worse lineup here. So, but I like Tanner Roark. I think he's a really interesting cash game option and tournament option. 17.5K on Fantasy Draft, 9.1K on DraftKings, and 7.6K over on FanDuel. I do think he is someone that we want to consider. Vegas agrees. They're -166 favorites, and the Mets are +152. And that's with Steven Matz on the mound. And Steven Matz, he's a solid pitcher. You would expect him not to be as big of a dog here. So I do think Roark is really interesting in the run total, 3.70 for the Mets. Everything just lines up for this, I think, to be a really nice Roark game. And if you look at the plate IQ, look at the advanced statistics, he's been pretty good. So, all in all, I do think that Roark is a guy that came into the season and people were a lot scared about. They were kind of worried, how will this guy be? But he just kept pitching better, and I kind of want to just ride this out with him. So pencil him in as a guy for me that I'm going to be all over on this slate. I do think he's worth being overweight on. He fits it perfectly on this slate, just fits the bill very well. It's just there's not a ton of good pitching options. There's some good ones, but not the greatest on a 15 game slate. We didn't talk about Matz too much, and it's worth noting Steven Matz stolen base problems, right? And when we see stolen base problems with Steven Matz, and we just kind of go right to Trey Turner, he is going to be a really phenomenal play on this slate. He's got the running upside. Pretty much almost anyone in this lineup will, right? You'll see probably Bryce Harper stealing if he's still on the team. I'm assuming the Nationals aren't going to get enough to trade him, but they are kind of throwing the feeler out there to see what teams are offering. Mark Reynolds, I think, is going to be a phenomenal play if you get him in the four hole here for cheap. You get him on FanDuel at 2.5K. That's a really nice value play. 3.5K on DraftKings and then 6.5K on Fantasy Draft. Have to love that. So, but Trey Turner is my favorite play on the Nationals because of the stolen base upside that he can have. And I just think there's some big upside for this offense here. They have a 4.8 implied total. And if they do sell Bryce Harper, that could have me slightly worried because, I don't know. It just if you're trading Harper away, it seems like you just absolutely gave up on the season. I could see the players just give up today. But I do think Harper's going to stay there with the Nationals. But we'll kind of have to see how it all plays out here. But again, love Trey Turner. He's one of my favorite shortstop plays of the day. Next game up, we got the Cincinnati Reds, Detroit Tigers, 9 total here with Homer Bailey and Matt Boyd. And this is a game that does have some weather concerns, so we are going to have to wait for Kevin Roth. Make sure to stay tuned to Crunch Time. He will give you all the news on that one. That one is currently orange-red, so that's the one with the biggest weather. The Mets and Nationals, it was worth noting, they are yellow, so that could change. The Chicago Cubs and Pittsburgh Pirates, they are yellow-green, so I think that game should be pretty fine there. But yeah, that's kind of it, and it's also gonna be orange in the Miami Atlanta game, so not too much more here. But let's kind of go back to the game and talk about it. If it does play, this is a spot for for some hitters, but the problem is the pitchers, they're not great, and the hitters, they're not my favorite. If you look at Matt Boyd, sure, I like Eugenio Suarez. If you have the money to spend on him, that's great, and I think he's a fine play and a really good play, but I just think there's other ways I want to spend my money. That's kind of the way I'm dealing with it right here. Like, I just don't want to spend that price on Eugenio Suarez. I guess if I'm playing 150 lineups, I'll get some exposure to him, but I don't want to go too crazy with him there, especially because this is a Reds lineup where I prefer them more against right-handed pitching. Against lefties, it's a little tougher for them. They have a lot of lefties that are good, so it kind of has me worried here. And maybe I just play Suarez as a one-off only, but I kind of just hope this game is just too much of a PPD risk where I just don't even touch it, to be honest. Looking at the Tigers side of the ball against Bailey, Bailey has had his struggles. He's giving up a ton of hard contact. He has not been a good pitcher this season. This is definitely a game where you look at the Tigers and you don't like playing them against righties, but you see Homer Bailey and it's tough to pass. 5.67 xFIP, K percentage at 14.5%. The hard hit percentage against righties is 51.9% against lefties, it's 37.1%. So this is a guy that we have to target. The WOBA is above 380 to both sides of the plate. The ISO is above 220 to both sides of the plate. I mean, this is just a great spot for Tigers. The problem is I just don't like playing the Tigers that much against righties. But Martin, Candelario, Castellanos, Goodrum, I think I have to consider all these guys. This 1-4, if this game plays, I do think that they are going to be a phenomenal tournament option here. And guys, you need to consider a little bit in your cash games. To wrap this game up, it's mainly like in Suarez on the Reds and then on the Tigers. I guess you could do a stack of them, but the weather's going to be very important for this game, so be sure to watch for that, guys. Next game up, Los Angeles Angels, Tampa Bay Rays. This is a 7.5 total here with Tyler Skaggs against Ryan Stanek. And, you know, this is a game where I think Tyler Skaggs is kind of interesting. You know, my first thoughts when I see the Rays is when I see a lefty, I'm going, oh, this team can get pretty righty heavy. I just don't like when that happens. But I see someone like Tyler Skaggs, who I've been a believer in all season. You look at the advanced numbers, and I mean, he's been really good. You know, he's got over 400 plate appearances combined with lefties and righties. So this is a pretty nice sample here. 3.66 xFIP. 25.5 K percentage, walk rate at 7%, ground ball rate at 47%. On top of that, he's pitching in Tampa Bay, which pitching in Tampa Bay is phenomenal. It's one of the best pitching parks right now this time of year. It's just too good of a spot not to consider Skaggs. So I think I'm going to look at Skaggs as an interesting cash game and tournament option. He's 9.8 K on FanDuel. He's 11.3 K on DraftKings. And then Fantasy Draft, he's 22 K. It's a little tougher for me to do on a site like DraftKings where he's 11.3K because I don't know if this is the slate really to spend up at pitching, right? I do think that there's a lot of bats to like, and part of the problem with spending up at pitching is you're going to miss out on those bats, and you can feel like that some of those guys who have a cheaper projection are just overall a you know, a better point per dollar play, and you feel like you can get away with going with that cheaper guy. But I do like Scott's Tyler Skaggs, and I think he can pitch a good game. And if you are playing a cheaper stack or some cheap bats and you like your team, putting Skaggs in there I think is a phenomenal idea, and I think he could win you a tournament. So I like Tyler Skaggs today. Would not want to miss out on him, and he's really the only thing I'm looking at in this game. I don't really want anyone on the Angel side that bad. I just don't think dealing with that bullpen game is necessary in that ballpark and everything. I just think it's a fine pass. And yeah, kind of going to just play Skaggs in this game only and move on. Next game up, we got the Philadelphia Phillies, Boston Red Sox. This is a 10 total here with Jake Arrieta and Drew Pomeranz. And this is a game where you're seeing two pitchers that, you know, they used to be pretty good, but now they have not been as great this year. I do think this is a spot where they could absolutely get hit hard and hit often. This is a spot where I want to get exposure to some bats here. Boston Red Sox, they only have a 5.42 implied total, but I do think they're good today. I'm not, like, going out of my way to roster Betson Martinez. I think they're really good plays, but I'm not, like, it's not like Nolan Arenado against a lefty and Coors kind of play. I do think that they're solid plays against Arrieta, but I'm not, you know, jamming them in and just saying I have to play them. If you can play them, great. I think they're phenomenal plays, but I'm not going out of my way too much for them. I do like Mitch Moreland in this spot. I think this could be a Mitch Moreland home run game, so I'd look to get some exposure to him here. And then looking at the Philly side of the ball, I mean, against Pomeranz, I do think Hoskins, I mean, he's just been on fire. If you have the money for him and can afford him, keep playing him. He's been crushing the ball, and this is a great ballpark for righty power, so have to like him. Carlos Santana too, he's certainly in play. If you want to game stack this game, it's certainly worth it. It just, if you want to play bats in this game, you have to kind of spend the price tag, so be ready to do that and willing to do that. Next game up, Miami Marlins, Atlanta Braves. This is a 9 total here, and we have Dan Straley against Colby Allard, who is a decent prospect for the Braves. On DraftKings at 6-3, I think it's intriguing. Vegas kind of thinks that this could be a good spot for Allard. The Marlins have a 3.96 implied total. It sounded like the reason they brought Allard up for this, you know, for this reason was because of the Sean Newcomb throwing 130 pitches, and they kind of want to give some rest to these guys. They're playing like 31 games in 32 days, so they just seem like they want to get like a break in some of their guys and maybe add an extra arm in there. So, but Allard, he's been good throughout his career. At least the xFIP looks nice. 2016, he had 2.67. And then the other one is 3.46, 2017, 3.42 xFIP, and then 2018, 4.01. I mean, it's been solid. His numbers are okay. The K percentage, 2018 is 19.6%, 2017, 20.8%, 2016 was 25.2%, the walk rate around 7%. I mean, he's fine. If you want him as an SP2 on DraftKings, especially against a Marlins offense, I wouldn't hate it. I don't think it's terrible, but I'd like to hear what the pitch count could possibly be, too. So, Yeah, he's not a guy I'm jamming or anything, but if you wanted to play him, I don't hate it here against Dan Straley. On the opposite side, I won't be playing Dan Straley. I'll be looking to roster some guys like Freddie Freeman. I think this is a great spot for him to hit one out. Albies, Markakis, a little three-man stack of that, I think, on the Braves is pretty solid. But, yeah, they have a 5.04 implied total. Vegas definitely thinks this is a spot where the Braves could hit some runs in. But I don't know. I guess you could throw the Acuna and then Camargo, but I like Camargo more against lefty. Yeah, I don't know. It's tough. I do think that 1-5 is a good play, and it's a big slate, so I guess you get that pretty low owned if you want to. So Braves stack is certainly in play and a fine way to go. Next game up, we got the Cleveland Indians, Minnesota Twins, 8.5 total here with Trevor Bauer and Kyle Gibson, and I'm pretty surprised to see Bauer with only a 3.85 implied total against him. You would think the Twins would have would have a lesser total on them. On top of that, Bauer's only a -148 favorite, which kind of shocked me a little to see. I thought it'd be maybe like -180 here against Gibson. I know Gibson's been good this year, but still, I'm just a little shocked by that. Indians bats have not been as good on the road. I do think this is a spot where I know Gibson, he's not the best pitcher in the world, but he's not the worst. So you think he's a pretty solid pitcher overall. I just don't think it's a spot where I really want to target Cleveland, and Vegas kind of agrees, only giving them a 4.65 implied total. I just think I'm going to let other people spend up on the Indians, and I'm not going to, and I'll just spend up on other offenses. I think there's just better ways to go on this slate. So I also don't see myself playing Trevor Bauer. I don't play him often, but if I just happen to have a lot of money and there's too much value, then I end up going to him. Sure, I think that's fine. He is expensive, right? You get him on FanDuel at where I lost his price. FanDuel is 11.8K, DraftKings is 13.3, and then Fantasy Draft, we have him at 25.7K. So I just don't feel like spending that price tag on him, so I'm going to kind of do my best to pass, and then I just think the bats on both sides, I'm really not playing at all. I'm just going to kind of do my best to stay away from this game, surprisingly. Next game on the slate, we have the Kansas City Royals, the Chicago White Sox. This is a 9 total here. And, man, this is a really, really interesting one because, you see Danny Duffy here, and Danny Duffy is a guy that's been a lot better, but I see a lefty against the Chicago White Sox. And if you follow my content, you know I am a fan of playing lefties against, or White Sox against lefties. This is a spot that I'm always normally interested in. And it's tough. Look at Duffy's advanced numbers last 30 days. His fly balls are down 9.1%. The hard contact and medium contact's down. The soft contact's up. His K percentage, it's up a little bit, not a ton. But his WOBA's down. I mean, WOBA's down 0.032%. It's tough. Danny Duffy's been better. And, on top of that, you have his fastball's been faster than it was. At the start of the year, everyone remembers Duffy kind of started out the season really bad, and he let up a huge game to the White Sox to start off the season. But Danny Duffy has been a lot better. The velocity's been increased. I do think Duffy is in play in tournaments, and I do think that the White Sox are in play in tournaments too. I even think you can kind of consider Duffy in cash if he's still cheap on DraftKings. He's only 7-7 now. I believe I remember Derek Carty saying he was hoping that Danny Duffy's price would increase to a point where people were too scared to play him, and then he was in a matchup that was phenomenal. And this kind of is like that, right? He was like in that 4 or 5K range, like even 6K range for a little bit. Now he's up there at 7-7 where people are going to be kind of scared to, and it's not the greatest pitching slate. It's really that perfect storm for what Carty was talking about. I do think on DraftKings, Duffy is someone you can consider in cash games. I'm considering him in tournaments too. Both of them, I think that he's going to be an interesting option, but I do think on the opposite side, you can consider the White Sox stack and just get a little overweight on them too. I'd consider just getting overweight on both in tournaments. So like Anderson here, love Jose Abreu against a lefty as always. He's a guy that I look to play. Abysel Garcia, Matt Davidson, that 1-6 is just where I'm really going to look and kind of consider those guys and not overlook them because I do think that they're going to be a team that's in a good spot tomorrow. Next game up, we got I don't want to skip that. James Shields is on the mound. James Shields is not a good pitcher. I know he's found a way to make it work. I do think the Royals, there are some good plays here that we can consider. Lucas Duda, he's a nice little value that you can find around the industry. Salvador Perez at the catcher position, I like him. And then, Whit Merrifield is a guy to consider. And Herrera is a solid guy in the two-hole if you want as a value play if you need to. I just hate stacking the Royals. Even though this is a good hitting ballpark, I just really, really don't like stacking up the Royals. But I think taking a couple guys here and there is not a bad way to go. Next game up with the Colorado Rockies, St. Louis Cardinals. This is a 7.5 total with John Gray against Jack Flaherty. This game is the battle of the young studs, right? These are two really good pitchers. I do like John Gray here. I kind of want to talk about him first. My first thoughts and look on the slate, you know, when you fire up the app and you kind of see on DraftKings, Fantasy Draft, and FanDuel, you kind of look at the pitchers, you say, man, John Gray is kind of cheap, and I kind of want to play him a little bit here. You think of a righty-heavy Cardinals team that just lost Tommy Pham on top of that. It just is kind of an interesting play. You know, Fantasy Draft 18.6K, DraftKings 9.6K, and then FanDuel 8.3. I really like John Gray here. If you look at the advanced numbers here, I mean, he's got some of the best numbers on the slate. 3.00 xFIP, a 28.2K percentage, walk rate at 7%, ground ball rate at 49.3%. It's just really tough to ignore, like, John Gray. He's just been so good. He gets a righty-heavy lineup. It's just, what lefties are they going to put out there? Sure, I'm scared of Matt Carpenter. Of course I am. Dexter Fowler can be a problem, but the rest of the team is really righty-heavy. I just like John Gray a lot here. I think this could be a spot where he absolutely smashes. I also like Jack Flaherty, too. Look at the opposite side. The Rockies, they're obviously not at home. We want to take pitchers against the Rockies when they're on the road. That's where they're most profitable. And you look at Flaherty's numbers, 3.74 xFIP, the K percentage at 29.7%, walk rate 8.6%. Ground balls are at 44%. His ISO against lefties is where you're going to have that problem, right? ISO's at down at 0.098. That's great. He has had some issues against righties, where it's a 0.209 ISO, so that's obviously something to be a little concerned about and watch, and his walk rate is a problem against lefties. But, man, hard hit rate 32.4%, hard contact 36.1%. Some of these numbers here, looking at like the ISO and stuff, are a little concerning against some of those big bats, but the Ks are there. The upside is there for this guy. I do think we have to look at Flaherty. We have to be considering him. I think he's a really good option in cash games and a really good tournament option. I just think this is a spot where you just look at the pitchers only and you don't really play any of the bats. Just load up on Gray, load up on Flaherty, be overweight on both in tournaments, and consider the two of them in cash games, because I do think at their prices, they're really good guys to consider. Next game up, Texas Rangers, Arizona Diamondbacks. This is a 9 total here with Zach Godley against Bartolo Colon. And, Godley, he's another guy I think that's in play. Nice price around the industry. FanDuel 8.1K, DraftKings 7.2K, and Fantasy Draft 14.7K against this Rangers team. Sure, the Rangers had a good game yesterday, but I do think this is about where Godley could have a solid outing. I'm not, like, all over him like I was with Robbie Ray yesterday, but I do think this is a spot where in tournaments and on this type of slate, I think he's someone that you want to consider. You could consider him in cash, but I don't love it. Not the biggest fan of it, but I do think he's in play and in the player pool conversation for me. Looking at Bartolo Colon now, of course he's not in my player pool, not someone I'm playing. I'm looking at Arizona Diamondbacks bats, and I think it's a phenomenal spot for these guys. Have to like John Jay at the top is a nice little cash game option. David Peralta in that 3-hole on FanDuel, he is 3.2K. Like that price a lot. Have to be considering him as a great value play in your cash games. Eduardo Escobar is interesting. Of course, Goldschmidt and Pollock, they're good plays too. This is a spot where I do think the Diamondbacks are going to be a stack to like a lot and get some exposure to on the slate. Next game up, we got the Toronto Blue Jays, we got the Oakland A's, and this is an 8.5 total here, and we got Sam Gaviglio against Trevor Cahill, and I just don't really want to play Blue Jays here in this spot. I think this is a bad spot for these guys. Trevor Cahill, he's a fine option. He's not a guy I love playing, but I do think that there could be some upside here against this Blue Jays team for Cahill. He's had his struggles throughout the year because he's been injured, just hasn't really gotten a lot of work, so that's one thing that's kind of derailed him a little bit. I do think he's a guy that I would have played a lot this season. I haven't played him a ton, so maybe this is the spot here against this Blue Jays team that's been selling, and maybe they even send off another guy, right? Say they trade someone else, like a Curtis Granderson. If they got rid of him, that could obviously be something that would affect this lineup big time. Or maybe even I don't think they'll get rid of Justin Smoke, but Morales, that could be things that could make this lineup a lot worse. But looking at Cahill's numbers, 3.54 xFIP, 23.5K percentage, the ground ball's at 60%. I mean, that's the type of thing you want to see. He's just a really fine pitcher, gets the job done, and the slate fits him well, right? It's one of those slates that we don't love. There's not a ton of arms and aces to trust in good matchups, so I do think Cahill, 6.9K on FanDuel, 7.4K on DraftKings, and 14.9K on Fantasy Draft. I do think that he is someone that we can consider, and if you kind of match up Cahill versus Godley, because they're in similar price ranges, you know what? I'm probably going to go to Cahill over Godley here. So, yeah, I'll pivot to him over Godley instead. I do think this is a spot where Cahill could have that really big ceiling game that we've kind of been looking for this season. So, yeah, Trevor Cahill is, the more I talk about him, the more I think about it, I do like me some Trevor Cahill here in this spot. Next game up, sorry about that. We should probably talk about the Oakland A's a little bit here. I do think Nick Martini at the top of the order is a nice value play that we can consider again. Jed Lowry, he's fine. Chris Davis with a K. Matt Olson, he's a good option as well. I did kind of talk about how Estrada was bad yesterday and how I kind of wanted to target him up. And the A's had an absolutely big game, and they were someone to definitely, you know, get some exposure to. On this slate against Gavigliano, I don't think it's necessary. I don't think we have to go back to the well on the A's. I think we were profitable yesterday, and we just kind of take our money and run from the A's. They do have a 4.77 implied total. If you want to keep riding out the streak, that's fine. I don't think we have to target Caviglio too much here. I think there are better offenses. I do think they're in play, but just not one of my favorite spots. And if they won you money yesterday, just go back to the well, right? That's one of those things you kind of feel like you have to do. But yeah, I don't know. I don't love it today as much. Next game up, Houston Astros, Seattle Mariners. This is an 8 total here with Charlie Morton against Mike Leake. And it's really tough because, you know, Gerrit Cole yesterday, people were kind of worried about Gerrit Cole for good reasons, right? Mariners don't strike out a ton, but now we have Charlie Morton, and Gerrit Cole had a pretty solid outing. The K's were there. He pitched really efficiently, and now we have the same situation. We have Charlie Morton walking in there, who's a really good pitcher going in against this Mariners team that we don't know if we want to target up. If you look at the numbers here, Charlie Morton, 3.2 xFIP, 30.6 K percentage, the walk rate at 9.9%. That is something that I'm slightly concerned about, but he is getting ground balls at 51.1%. I do think we should consider Morton a lot here after what kind of Cole did. Sure, I think a lot of people are going to think in that same bias, but I do think it's worth noting that, you know, on a slate where the pitching is kind of ugly, we should consider Charlie Morton despite the tough matchup, because sometimes pitching is, you know, pitching is king, right? It's the thing that gets everything going, and I do think Charlie Morton is worth noting here. 9.6K on FanDuel, DraftKings 11.1K, and then 21.4K. It just depends what bats you're paying up for, but if you can pay up for Charlie Morton, he's one of the best options on this slate, in my opinion. Mike Leake on the opposite side, he is not one of the best options on this slate. He's a guy that could get hit hard and often. I know he's he does a good job normally of you know, kind of limiting the damage, but I kind of think this could be a bad spot for Mike Leake. If you look at the numbers here, 4.57 xFIP, the K percentage is very low. This is not a team that you don't want to be trying to get Ks against these Astros. If they hit the ball on you, they're going to hit it pretty well. I know this team is watered down, though, but I do think they could be an interesting stack on this slate today. They're not one of my favorites, but yeah, I do think they're just going to be one that no one plays at all and goes completely overlooked. Let's go on to the next game. We got the Milwaukee Brewers and the Los Angeles Dodgers. Just an 8 total here, and we get Wade Miley against Walker Buehler, and I love me some Walker Buehler. He is someone that I like playing a lot. The problem with Buehler, though, is he has not been good recently. He's definitely had a lot of struggles. The price tag around the industry is, 7.4K FanDuel, 8.5K DraftKings, and Fantasy Draft, it's 16.3K. It's a nice price tag. I think you could take a shot on it in a tournament against this Brewers offense, but this Brewers offense has gotten better when you add Moustakas in there. It's definitely a lot scarier. So I'm a little worried about playing Buehler. I do think he's fine in tournaments. You could take a shot on him with the K upside that he could have, but I am definitely slightly worried about it. So I'm not going crazy with him. Not really playing any Brewers. Maybe a Moustakas is a one-off, but I don't want to go too crazy with that. Then looking at the Brewers side of the ball, right, Wade Miley, he is a guy that I do think is worth targeting up a little bit with, like, guys like Manny Machado. Really those righties, Matt Kemp. I do think this is a spot where they could struggle. And even stacking up is not a bad idea because Wade Miley, he has some walk problems, so this is a spot where I do think we could consider them. Before we get on out of here, I kind of want to go through some of the umpire data that we have. We got Zach Godley with a pitcher's umpire on this slate, so that's worth noting. We got Drew Prominence with a pitcher's umpire, extreme hitter's umpire in that game with Sam Gaviglio and Trevor Cahill. So that's all I really have, though, here. Not a lot of games yesterday. So, oh yeah, Charlie Morton has a hitter's ump, so that's worth noting, too, but not much more to note here on the umpires and stuff. And if you listen to the podcast there, I threw you who the umpires were for a little bit of a taste of the premium product today. Before we get on out of here, though, let's talk about the stack of the day. And by far, the Yankees are the best stack of the day. If you can play them, they're going to be an obvious team to play on this slate. But I'll give you two more so maybe under-the-radar stacks that people might not be looking to play. But I like the Phillies stack a lot here against Pomeranz. We know we can have some blow-up tendencies. This is a spot where this Phillies offense, they're very boom-bust team. We got Rhys Hoskins, who's currently crushing the ball. I do think that this is a good spot for the Phillies. So give me the Phillies stack. I like them in this good hitting ballpark. And then give me the Washington Nationals with the stolen base upside that they can have against a guy like Steven Matz. So I really think that this is a good spot where we could kind of be considering these Nationals, and hopefully they didn't trade Bryce Harper, and hopefully they come out and say, you know, we're not selling, we're keeping Harper, and we're going out to win this division, and they come out with a giant game and drop you know, a 10 run game on my Mets. I do think this could be a really great spot for the Nationals here. So that's about it though for the slate, guys. You know, if you ever have any questions, give me a follow on Twitter. It's at Travis Mangone. It's TravisMangone. Give me a follow over there, and I always post my content over there, so if you guys want to check that out, I'll always put it over there. But I'm gonna get on out of here. Thanks a lot for joining me. I'll be back tomorrow for the Daily Fantasy Fix podcast, and I am gone.